Hello everyone, welcome back to the Oddpisodes podcast, where we discuss conspiracy theories, backstories, and book movie comparisons, and weird things in your favorite movies, shows, and books. I'm Reepy, and today we're talking about a movie slash book comparison between The Maze Runner, the first one. Alright, so The Maze Runner book was an amazing book, I will give it that. The creativity and the story behind it was amazing. So, Thomas, he's a guy who shows up in this weird place in a weird elevator with in this like small area that's confined by gigantic stone walls, and it's called The Glade. And there are like thousands or hundreds of teenage boys there with him. And none of them know why they're there. All of them have different jobs to try and stay alive. Like, for example, they have, like, animal, like, slaughterers. They have cooks. They have a council that decides everything for them. But there is something outside the walls called the maze. And people called runners are people who every day go out in the maze and look for things. And they bring papers with them and they draw the maze, because every night when the walls close to the maze, the walls change, so they have to graph them every day to see if there's any patterns, to see if they can lead to an exit. So when Thomas gets there, a lot of weird things start happening. First of all, I'm going to say that there are these metallic, almost electronic monsters outside in the maze called Grievers. They mostly come out at night when the walls are closed. That's why it's a rule for no one to go into the maze at night. But Thomas decides one day that since one of them was attacked by a griever, they found a dead griever, and some of them decide to investigate, and they make it too late. The walls are closing in, they're not going to make it back to the glade in time. So Thomas decides to go into the maze with them, breaking the number one rule. This character Meanhole. He knows they're gonna die. He's extremely negative because no one's ever survived a night in the maze, but they end up surviving and tricking these grievers to jump over a ledge that leads them to their inevitable death. But for some reason they're disappearing and not really falling, so they survive the night. Everyone starts getting freaked out by Thomas. And people who have been attacked by the grievers, they go through something called the changing, which makes them see weird things. And all of the people who have gone through the changing have seen Thomas, and they all think he's a bad person. Thomas doesn't remember anything except for his name. And then 2 days later, something shows up in the elevator that's never come up before. A girl. A girl comes up. She goes into a coma. She says she's the last person ever. Her name is Teresa, and the walls never close again. They remain open, the sky is gray, and they have to find a way to escape the maze. Now, I'm not going to give away the ending, but that's basically the book. It's extremely detailed, extremely long, and it's a great book. Now let's go on to the movie. Now the movie goes by the same name and the same character, but it goes a little different. So one thing I didn't mention about the book is there's this character, Gally, who's like the tough guy over there, and Thomas learns to like not mess with him. Now Gally doesn't really, Gally kind of teases Thomas and calls him Greeny, which he doesn't like, and Greeny is what they call like a green bean, the new person in the maze. And he's kind of weird in the movie, in the way where they have a giant fight at the beginning and Thomas ends up knocking him down, which I believe causes the hatred for Thomas, which causes Gally's hatred for Thomas. Thomas's friend, Chuck, he is like a 12-year-old fat innocent kid, and he's like super innocent, but in this movie he feels like in the book he's more innocent and he tries to stay out of trouble, but while in this one he's kind of really close with the other people, and that's what kind of separates them. But the movie, it goes by the same thing, a lot of things are sped up in the book. A lot of things are a lot of things from the book have been sped up, and everything has it's basically almost the same, but he has visions now whenever he sleeps of small visions of what he used to be, and he's trying to remember everything. Teresa comes just like in the movie, just like in the book, I'm sorry. And weird things start to happen. The walls don't close. Thomas gets attacked by Ben, which happens in the book. So a lot of things have been left the same, but a lot of things have also been changed. For people who have never read the book and saw the movie, they would probably like it. But since I read the book before the movie, I feel like they missed a lot of things that they could have put in, and the story was too rushed. I said the same thing about Ready Player One, that they changed too many things. Ready Player One was an amazing movie, but they really could have put some stuff into the book. Ready Player One was probably one of the most changed adaptations that I've seen from book to movie. But we're getting off topic. So Maze Runner, the movie was not bad. I'll give it that. The movie was not bad, but it felt rushed. Like, the Glade felt a lot smaller than it really was, should be. And that's what really kind of didn't hit the movie as hard. But I mean, if you haven't read the book yet and you saw the movie, you would probably enjoy it. The movie isn't bad, but it's really the fact that they rushed so many parts of the book that really ruined it. So now we're going to go into the final comparison. So since I have read the book before, I'm going to have to give the movie a lower rating because of the fact that the entire movie felt rushed. Everything happened way too quickly. And a lot of things, like, I mean, of course, they're going to have to take out some things and change some things around to take a book that would take, for example, a month to read into something that you would watch for about an hour and a half. So, I mean, obviously, they had to change some things, but, I mean, still, they had some really good opportunities that they missed with this movie, and I think that's what really kind of almost ruined it. So, for that, I'm going to have to give the movie a 7 out of 10. So, it's not a horrible rating, but I feel like if they could have kind of bled out the story a little more, I could have given this maybe an 8 or a 9, but for that reason, I'm giving it a 7. And for the book, I give that a 9 out of 10. Extremely descriptive. You feel exactly like you're in the Glade. Like you're really with these characters. The book is told from second person point of view, which means basically it's not Thomas speaking. It's a narrator speaking, but you can only see into Thomas's feelings, which basically falls under the category of second person point of view. But the book was amazing, and I think the book didn't really do anything too wrong. There was a lot of plot twists on the ending. The ending had a really odd part. I'm not going to spoil it in case you want to see it, but the ending for the movie and for the book are extremely different. And if you guys want me to do a comparison of Scorch Trials movie and book, which is the second book of the trilogy, let me know. But until then, that's my final rating. I give the movie a 7 out of 10 and the book a 9 out of 10. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. If you enjoyed this, please applaud and favorite and keep listening. And if you guys have any requests,